Welcome to Computer Security Update, episode 101, for June 25th, 2005. I'm your host, George Ellenberg. Computer Security Update is a weekly podcast of news, tips, and information to help keep you and your data safe while surfing the web. Chances are, if you receive email over the internet, you've received a message at one point or another from a bank, possibly yours, eBay, Amazon, or another website, alerting you to the fact that something is wrong with your account and you must urgently log in to correct it. Embedded within this seemingly innocuous message is a friendly URL or link, offering to take you directly to the account sign-in page where you are then instructed to log in. The message itself may look harmless enough. After all, it has the bank or company's logo on it and appears to come from an email address associated with the company. But hidden beneath the message are possible links to organized crime, just waiting for you or another unsuspecting individual to cough up your information so the criminals can gain access to your accounts, your money, or even worse, your identity. This attack is called phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, and is named so because the email messages which are sent lure unsuspecting people to bogus websites, which may look identical to a company's. But when you log into these fake websites, instead of seeing your account balance or profile, you've just handed the crooks the keys to your kingdom, your money, or even your identity. Phishing attacks work because of flaws in web browsers or email clients, or because many internet users are not aware of the danger signs and what to look out for. By the end of this segment, you'll know what to look out for and how to protect yourself and your data. To begin with, anytime you receive an email message from a financial institution or website telling you that you need to log in to correct or verify something out of the blue, be cautious. Of course, if you've just immediately requested that your password or email address to be changed, then it's perfectly logical to expect some sort of communication from the specific company or website. Along the same lines, no company should ever have to email you requesting your username or password. Companies already have this information stored in their systems. Otherwise, you'd never be able to log in. However, there are some things you can do to better protect yourself and your data. First, if you receive an email from your bank, or from eBay, PayPal, Amazon, or any other company requesting that you log in, don't click the link in the email message. Open up a new web browser and physically type in the URL, or web address, to the website you wish to connect to. Login screens for financial websites, including PayPal, should always be encrypted. You can confirm this by looking at the address line at the top of your browser window. It should begin with HTTPS. The S at the end is important. Depending on who you talk to, it stands for either SSL, secure, or secured. If you receive any messages from your browser when visiting a website stating that your browser can't verify the identity of the site you're attempting to access, stop right there and contact the company by telephone to inquire with them as to what you should do. Last, never, ever give out your username or password to anyone via email. If you feel you or someone else may have unwittingly been the victim of a phishing scam, you should immediately contact your financial institution or website and request that your username or password be changed immediately. In addition, you should closely monitor your bank and credit card statements for any suspicious activity. For Computer Security Update, I'm George Ellenberg. Next week, we'll be discussing spyware, what it is, how you get it, and how you can remove it. If you have a computer security question or would like to comment on this or any other episode, please visit computersecurityupdate.com.